Time now for the Dr. Mitch Radio Show, the show with the natural approach to health, wellness, and anti-aging. Now, here's Dr. Mitch Ginn.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dr. Mitchell. Just like the announcer said, and I'm with Irina. We're trying to talk today. Anything you need to know about how to look good, feel good, and, of course, have great sex. We have a very interesting guest today, two of them that will be coming on right in the second segment. You know how to get to us and call us. It's 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Thank you for joining us here at CRN One Talk Radio. Irina, I'm glad you're here. Since we're going to be talking a little bit about a very specific infectious disease in our second half, I thought it'd be interesting to try to compare a little bit the difference between a allergy symptom and an infectious symptom, because often they mimic each other, and allergic symptoms this time of year are of issue, and we want to be able to take a look at them. And, you know, we have kids that have allergies. One of the boys sneezes his little head off every morning. Everybody knows that. And pretty much people know that feeling when you wake up in the morning with a stuffy nose and then it subsides, you know, that kind of thing. So allergy symptoms come in different flavors. You agree? Sneezing is one.
Sneezing, itchy eyes, runny nose, you know, things that can be attributed to either allergies or colds, little viral infections. People sometimes come to the office and are like, oh, I need antibiotic. But you look at them and they are typical allergic face. You know, how they have the dark circles under their eyes, puffy eyes, the nasal.
The long eyelashes, which is 8-to-1 sufferers, the allergic salute crease on their nose.
Right.
But you're right. All those are typical allergy symptoms in tearing. And people say, well, I get tired. Does that mean I have an infection? And the answer to that, of course, is no, because the number one constitutional symptom of allergy happens to be fatigue, so don't get crazy. But if you have irritated, itchy, swollen skin, pretty much even after you moisturize, you don't see much rash or breakouts, you have to start thinking, especially if it's on the face and around the eyelids, that this probably is some allergic provocation, maybe through foods, medications, supplements, fragrance, detergents. There's lots of things that could be causing that. And
respiratory allergens. Now it's really bad in Florida where we are, usually from February till like May.
Things are blooming.
Yeah, things are blooming and people are just
itchy,
tired.
Yeah, exactly.
Sneezing.
Headaches and fatigue and irritability also go along with it. You should be aware. I think people think that, that's all a sign of bacterial infection or some sort of virus. That's not necessarily true either. Mental tiredness goes along with it. If you have a persistent cold or sinus infection. Now, when I say persistent, you know, you've gone to the doctor, they've looked inside, you've had an antibiotic, you haven't, and it goes on for weeks and months and months. Unless there is some hidden organism within the sinuses, most of the time when things go on and on and on pretty much throughout the year, you can guarantee yourself that this is an allergic problem, not anything else. And of course, we're going to go out now, so we'll come back. I have a great couple guests coming back and a very interesting segment. We'll talk more about allergy, if that's okay. Our number is 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And you can easily text us to 561-789-1588. We're here at CRN One Talk Radio from now to the next hour, talking about how to look good, feel good, and have great sex. The next segment's very important for you to hear about because it is a problem that so many folks have succumbed to, and they think it's nothing, but this could be really serious. And as a medical doctor and a medical student in the past, it is something we really, really need to know about. I'm Dr. Mitch. We'll be right back after these few messages when we are CRN One Talk Radio.
What do the four stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com. Want to build your brand? Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Mitch with Irina, nurse practitioner, my wife, and we're going to be talking, as we always do, about how to look good, feel good, and, of course, have great sex. We're going to a specific topic now. We started with allergies in reference to a viral or bacterial invasion, but there's something very important that's coming up next week. It's called World Meningitis Day. It's on April 24th. Interesting, because that day I'm away lecturing to physicians. And for those who have ever experienced meningitis, we hope that you don't ever have, or anyone you know, have the after effects that basically can last an entire lifetime. And you'll see that symptoms of meningitis are basically look like the flu, but, and that's the but that's important, they progress quickly, they can become fatal, and sometimes as fast as 24 hours. While it's very uncommon, 1 in 10 people infected with meningitis, they're going to die. And 1 in 5 survivors, 1 in 5, will suffer a long-term consequence. They can have loss of limbs, brain damage, deafness, nervous system problems. This is near and dear to me as a physician, and one of the physicians that are on the phone will know. We're always nervous about the fact that in medical school, meningitis goes through it like crazy. People that are stressed in a close environment, it's easy to spread this as well. Well, our guests today, there are two. One, her name is Sheila Advento. Now, Sheila was 26 years old when she contracted bacterial meningitis. Her story is unbelievable back in July of 2003, and we'll ask her that in a minute. The other gentleman that's on with us today is a Dr. Len Friedland. He's the Vice President and Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health Vaccines in North America at GlaxoSmithKline. And he is a licensed pediatrician in Pennsylvania, where I graduated from. And he's a division chief, he was, prior to his work here, at the Emergency Medicine at Temple University Medical School. First, let me welcome Sheila Advento. Sheila, welcome, and thank you for coming on to the Dr. Mitch Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Sheila, it is my pleasure. This World Meningitis Day, people think, oh, come on, it's just another day. Why do we have to even think about that? And yet, you're the perfect example why we do. Tell the folks a little bit about your story, would you please?
Yes, thank you for having me again. Well, you know, meningitis was something that caught me off guard back in 2003. I didn't know anything about it. In fact, I never even heard anything about it back then. You know, back in July 6, 2003, I thought I caught the flu. And in fact, you know, I had such an upset stomach back then, but what led to it was so sudden that I ended up in the hospital in within a mere few hours. And my life suddenly was slipping away, and then boom, I was in a comatose state. Fortunately, I survived that, but at the cost of losing my limbs. And all of a sudden, I woke up, and my hands were lifeless. They were nearly black, and eventually, I had to be amputated. So both hands by the wrists, and then later on, both legs below the knees, and I eventually had to live several years of my life as a quadruple amputee. But then afterwards, I endured a life of becoming a hand transplant recipient, bilateral hand transplant recipient. And that in itself was another journey. And that's because of the meningitis. So I endured another life of intensive occupational therapy. But then I instilled in myself that I became a meningitis survivor. So since then, every day that I met people, I made sure that I educated them on the importance of meningitis vaccination. But as a personal goal, I wanted to make sure that I learned how to live a life of being independent all over again.
What I think is amazing, Sheila, and this is the most incredible thing about your story, is that you didn't give up, you fought, and then you realized that you needed to educate other people on this disease, this horrific disease that can turn very bad very quickly and have some very bad sequelae, which we're going to talk to the doctor in a moment about. But why do you think it's important for parents and others to know about meningitis, because of what you experienced, or because it's very, very misunderstood and unknown in the public?
Exactly like you said, it's because it's unknown. Like, as what I had experienced personally, I thought it was just the flu. So nothing should be taken for granted, just like in my experience. So I think that, you know, it doesn't hurt to seek a doctor for any little thing. Why not? You know, it's just right. Important to be educated about it.
In other words, don't let something like flu symptom just go by the wayside. By the way, on top of that, even if it was a flu, for those listening, heart attack risk rate is the highest 3 days after the flu. We're talking with Sheila, as well as coming on now, Dr. Len Friedland. They are part of this educational process from GSK to try to make us understand how important meningitis is. And doctor, thank you so much for coming on to the show today. We appreciate your presence, and I have some very important questions for you, but thank you first.
Of course.
So tell, if you could, from a physician's perspective, you know, some of the symptoms and signs, and who's at greater risk for contracting meningitis?
Yeah, absolutely. So in my clinical practice, I've cared for many children of all ages, including adolescents and young adults, who've had meningococcal meningitis or meningococcemia, which is the blood poisoning part of this illness. And it's a very, very scary disease because we just don't know what's going to happen. We often have to tell the parents that we just have to wait and see when the sun rises the next morning and sort of see where we are at the time, because it's unpredictable what's going to happen with this illness, because it's so quick and furious. And to get it under control is really problematic. In fact, as you mentioned, 1 in 10 will die from this illness, often within 24 to 48 hours. And of those who are lucky enough to survive, like Sheila, 1 in 5 will have complications lifelong from meningitis or from septicemia, the blood poisoning aspect. And so as a physician, it's a scary, scary disease, because not only does it come on so fast, it can also easily be missed. Because in the beginning part of the illness, in the first 6-12 hours, the signs and the symptoms from patients are often very nonspecific. Not only will the patient think they have the flu or some cold virus, but the healthcare providers will think as well, because this disease is uncommon, and we tend to think of common things when we see patients, not what's uncommon. But then quickly, this disease can go so fast that all of a sudden they're hypotensive, fighting for their lives, seizures, and then there can be a rash that can help us understand what's going on. And that's why it's so important to prevent this, because it can often be missed.
Dr. Friedland, we're going out in 15 seconds. Vaccination is the right thing to do. Where can the audience find more information? Give it to us in 5 seconds, please.
So a website that I'd recommend is meningitis.com, M-E-N-I-N-G-I-T-I.
Come to regenerativemedicalassociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.regenerativemedicalassociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, medicalassociates.com.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer telling you about my favorite Italian restaurant. It's Angelo's and Vinci's in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's has the best pasta, the best seafood, the best salad, spaghetti, lasagna, and the most incredible pizza. And the chicken is delicious. Marsala, piccata, cacciatore, parmigiana, and more. For desserts, try our spumoni or our tiramisu, my favorite, flown in fresh from Italy. And the cannolis and the zeppoles are out of this world. Open for lunch and dinner. And don't miss the Sunday champagne brunch. Just $23.95. Are you kidding me? It's all up the road from Disneyland at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Angelo's and Vinci's, like Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci. Call 714-879-4022 or visit us online at angeloandvinci's.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back. Dr. Mitch here with Irina. We're talking look good, feel good, have great sex. You can text us or call us just by calling 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And if you want to text, that number is 561-789-1588. You're listening to CRN One Talk Radio, the Dr. Mitch Show. Just to conclude our last segment with the spokesperson from GSK, and also the doctor who was the scientific affairs and public health vaccines of North America for GSK, who was a pediatrician. They gave us an overview on meningitis. And if you want to know more information about meningitis, visit www.meningitisb.com. I'll give you that again. It's www.meningitisb.com. And that were they were very interesting. Now, Irina, we were talking earlier because we're trying to distinguish allergies from a flu. And there is some subtle differences like watery eyes, runny nose, sneezing.
No fever. You wouldn't have fever with allergies.
You wouldn't have fever with allergies. If you're sick only outdoors or in a specific building, that sort of tells you. If you're only sick at night, usually that means that it's either a mold, which we have everywhere in Florida. Every house is just about how much, and not that they don't. They all have it. And, of course, it could be also dust if it's in the house.
Or pets. So, your pets can be also. Many times I ran allergy panels and it's like, oh, you're allergic to your dog. Now what?
Exactly. So if you see a pet or something like that. So all of those type of things may be the thing that gives you a problem. So I think that with that understanding, we can think about some other things. One of the major allergens when it comes to food, there's about four or five that are extremely common. One is chocolate, believe it or not. The other
No chocolate.
That's right. Wheat products is very common. Milk is extremely common, especially in young kids and pediatrics, and can often be the cause for earaches and things, that it's not just an infection, but it is an allergy. And they were talking this morning, I saw in the news about there's a milk, and this is a Canadian company that put a milk composition database together. What that is every substance they know or don't know on milk. And, you know, the argument, is it good or bad for you? I always say you don't see calves drinking milk once they become a full-grown cow. There's always, to me, you know, there's a positive because there are some good substances in milk, of course, and the arguments can go on and on. But I look at it this way. When you have a calf that's about 80 pounds when it's born, the job of milk, because that's all that calf will eat until it's about a year, is to take it from a 80-pound calf to a 1,000-pound cow, and this diet is strictly, pretty much for the most part, milk. You have to think that those growth factors, regardless if it's organic milk or not, may affect some growth in the human body, since we're not calves or cows.
Although, what about goat's milk?
I believe goat's milk probably could do similar, but less. I mean, goats don't get that big, do they?
But isn't it in the Bible something about the goats don't drink with the goats, you know, and goat's milk, right? Oh, no, there's this biblical thing that's a kosher law, but it's based on people probably were drinking milk.
They probably were drinking goat's milk. It's less antigenic anyway, meaning it's less likely to cause allergy, that's for sure.
They are small.
But they're smaller for sure. But the milk composition database, this is going to blow you away. And it reminds me of a story I had this week. Someone said, is it okay to take 5 or 10 vitamins all at one time? And I said, the body wouldn't know.
Take them what you're taking every day.
Well, the body wouldn't know. Their question was like, where the body wouldn't know where what to do with it. And I think what folks don't realize, and this will underscore that, what I'm going to tell you about the milk, that in every product, there are lots and lots and lots of chemicals, and they do know where to go. So let's use milk as our example to aid someone with that question. They have found, and this is just unbelievable, there are 2,355 metabolites that they know in milk, including the water, the lipid-soluble metabolites, 2,355. So I guess the body knows what to do with it. At least the cow's body does. I don't know if ours does. In any case, you're looking at it and listening to How to Look Good, Feel Good, Have Great Sex, Dr. Mitch Show. Our number, 855 Dr. Mitch, or 855-376-4824. You can always text us to 561-789-1588. And this is CRN One Talk Radio. We're with you for the hour, and it's your turn to give us a call and weigh in on what you'd like to talk about. We're here to give you the best answers possible with a natural bent. We'll be right back after these messages.
What do the 4 stages of cancer really mean? Do you know how much cancer you actually have? Have you been diagnosed with cancer? What does that really mean? Are you paralyzed by your diagnosis? Go to www.testingcancer.com. Get the answers to what you're trying to resolve. Go to testingcancer.com. Take the cancer assessment. Discover a better way to evaluate cancer levels. Go to testingcancer.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
800-915-2644.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body. And oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code FLASH, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FLASH.
When you really want Italian food, you've got to get to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's time to leave the cocoon. No more rain and cold weather. Enjoy the deliciousness of Columbo's. It's not just the delightful and tender steaks, the to-die-for fish specialties. Columbo Family Italian Specialties, along with jazz every night and the world's greatest meatballs. It's the feeling you get at Columbo's. It's easy, friendly, not fawning, and so far away from Beverly Hills prices, it makes for, oh yes, experience. It's easy. And don't we all need a large dose of easy and enjoy? Don't deny yourself and the family. It really is good times central. That's why you have got to get to Columbo's, because it really is that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Enjoy Tiki Live, the best cable alternative choice today, with hundreds of premium live TV programming, including ESPN, CNN, Fox News, Disney, AMC, Bravo, XF, OWN, and CRN Talk. Plus, no contracts and low month-to-month service. Tiki Live, servicing North America, including the Caribbean. To get started, visit TikiLive.com to order hundreds of channels, including CRN Talk, at a fraction of what you're paying today. Visit TikiLive.com. That's TikiLive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Mitch here. Our number to call is 855-DR-MITCH. I know, Marina, you were holding on the line. You dropped. Give us a call back at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And you can easily text to 561-789-1588. I want to bring up a topic that everyone's talking about and doing, and that's the ancestry type of DNA testing and DNA testing for how to lose weight and all this kind of stuff. And the problem that they're now finding is it may have some derivation to it. As they increase their databases or change it, someone could be, for example, 50% whatever one day and nothing in the future. And it's not pretty much there's no conformity. So if you use one particular lab and then go to another and another, you may have different answers to your ancestry as well. So we're not sure that it is ready to predict anything, and we can't predict everything. Now, PGX is the way we predict whether you're a slow, a fast, or a normal metabolizer to medication. And in that area, it's my opinion, it's probably a good idea, because if you're on several medications, it's probably a good idea to make sure that that medication that you're taking is able to pretty much be absorbed properly. Because if you're a fast metabolizer, you may need a little bit more of the medicine than someone who's not. If you're a slow metabolizer, you may end up with a toxic level of that drug. So that's one thing you might want to think about it. And then there are, DNA tests to tell if you're susceptible to a certain disease. Now, you have to realize that even if you have a DNA abnormality, a gene abnormality, it does not mean that you're going to have that problem. I will preach that because it's important. Just because you have that gene doesn't mean you're going to have Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank
allergies?
You. No, I sneezed on the truth. That basically, you are not necessarily going to have that specific illness. So when you take a prediction like you're X amount more percent likely to have, let's say, a cancer, yes, you should be vigilant, but no, you shouldn't lose sleep that that's what's going to happen. Yes, you should look into it and do the things proper. Yes, you should take the right nutrients to try to prevent it. Yes, you should do whatever studies that might look into making sure you don't have it. But still, that doesn't mean anything is going to happen. The other thing I think that we need to talk about, and this is important too, that there are companies that say, oh, you know, for this particular problem, we looked at your DNA, and if you take this and this nutrient, you'll be able to lose weight. And Stanford in 2018 did a study showing that that's not true. It's nonsense. And the reason is because there's so many other factors other than your genetic makeup, and everybody knows that. So just to say, because you have this gene, SNP, which stands for single nucleotide polymorphism, doesn't mean that this particular nutrient is going to help you lose weight. There's too many other things that are involved. You should be aware of that. And of course, be careful by going to companies, spending a lot of money, and ending up finding out that you didn't get the results that you have. Let me ask you, Irina, an ethical issue that concerns me. We did one of the companies at one time. My question is, what happens when they either sell your data to other people, or if someone hacks into their data, which they can change, or has information about you? Now, that information could be something that's private, which I believe that's pretty private down to your gene, that it shouldn't be shared unless you so choose to share it. And in my opinion, there's a major ethical issue. You tell me what you think.
Yeah, definitely it's a privacy issue. It's like with any other information that has to do with your health. People should not share it. You know, we have laws to protect people's privacy because, I mean, unless you choose to share it. Because I remember when we did that genetic testing, are you talking about the ancestry? Or
Either one. Any of them, they could sell your information. Like, let's say you might have a job interview. Let's say you're an athlete, you're a basketball player, and two people are equally qualified. They could look at someone's DNA and say, well, his type of muscle fibers make that person or him a better jumper or something. It may not necessarily be true, but they could end up using that data without someone's permission. That's just a very minor one, let alone other things that could be done with your information.
It definitely should be protected by the HIPAA laws, like anything else health related. Now, the ancestry, I remember that they asked for permission specifically because they wanted to. I think the more people that they have in their database, it helps them to do more accurate results, you know, as far as where your ancestry is or was. So the more people share their information,
the more accurate it becomes.
Remember that you did it and 2 years later you got
a note saying like it was a little bit different. It wasn't the massive difference that some have written about. Mine was minor.
Right.
But there was a slight difference. It was about 4 or 5% increase in one area. That's not necessarily what we'd see for everybody. But the truth is, we have, you know, these things may not be as regulated or as, what's the word for, it's not as, there's not conformity or reproducibility from one company to the next. So if you start with one, then you go to a different company, then to another, you may have a completely, you know, different story. Or
like you'll be from Africa.
That's right. I could be from Africa on one, Asia from another.
Because yours was pretty straightforward.
I'm
like
European.
97% Eastern European Jewish, right?
Yeah, that was mine was like 97%, and then they sent me back a thing. Now it's 99%.
Right.
So, but it did say that I had a prop. There was a couple percentage points or five that I was from Czech Republic. So I was in your backyard at one time in my ancestry somewhere. According to that, it is kind of fun to do. And it is my biggest thing is the ethical component of being someone taking your information and sharing it. We're going to go to a break. You're listening to the Dr. Mitchell. When we come back, we're going to tell you about two new studies that say this may affect your life. One of them is a sign The other is something you can do that they found that might help your life. And both are quite simple, and obviously something should be done about both. This is Dr. Mitch Show at 855-DR-MITCH. Call us, 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. And you can always send us a question to imconsult. That's imconsult.us. We're there for you. You know that. I'm Dr. Mitch right here at CRN One Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few seconds after a message from our sponsors. I am Dr. Mitch.
Harness the healing energy of the sun. Heal with the power of heat. Detoxify and rejuvenate for a healthier you with TheraSage infrared heating products. Go to TheraSage.com. That's TheraSage.com or email us at info@TheraSage.com. Call 888-416-4441 for more information. 888-416-4441. TheraSage. Feel the power of nature.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Come to RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com and visit our online store. You'll find products to help with orthopedics, podiatry, aesthetics, and so much more. Our facility is FDA inspected with approved treatment for the United States Veterans Association. Visit our website at www.RegenerativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's Regenerative, R-E-G-E-N-E-R-A-T-I-V-E, MedicalAssociates.com.
Welcome back. Dr. Mitch, 855-DR-MITCH, you know how to call us at 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Text us, 561-789-1588. There were two articles that came out, Irina, about life and continuing making you live longer. And one's interesting one to help you live longer. It says by boosting your muscle power, your muscle strength, which is, I guess, muscle power, muscle strength are different. Basically, Brazilian scientists said it translates into a longer life. And they're saying to climb steps, for example, is muscle power. The faster you climb, the more power you need. But holding or pushing a heavy object only requires muscle strength. Does that make sense to you?
Not really.
All right, I'm going to say it again because I'm you know, make sure everyone gets it. The key is boosting muscle power, not strength. So climbing stairs is muscle power. The faster you climb, the more power you
right.
need.
Okay.
But holding or pushing a heavy object, like if you're lifting weights, only requires muscle strength. So rising from a chair in old age and kicking a ball depends more on muscle power than muscle strength. Yet most weight-bearing exercises that we do focus on the strength, not on the power. We're not fixing power. They did a study that says for the first time, people with more muscle power live longer. And this was published in the European Society of Cardiology news release. This was 3,900 adults between the ages of 41 and 85 with an average age of 59. Whose maximum muscle power was assessed. And on an average of a follow-up, they did 6.5 years, 10% of the women and 10% of the men and 6% of the women had died. participants with the maximum muscle power above the median for their gender had the best survival rates compared to those up to those above the median. Those in the lowest and second lowest areas had 10 to 13 and 4 to 5 times increased risk of dying during the study. And this was presented. So we now show that power is strongly related to all causes of death. The good news is all you need to do to be of your to be is above your risk of your median for your age and you live longer. So
We need to climb the stairs, 39.
I don't know. I guess
39 flights of stairs. That would give us exercise.
You know, for strength training in the gym, most people just think about the amount of weight being lifted and the number of repetitions, but they don't pay attention to the speed of execution. But for the optimal power, you need to go beyond the typical strength and add speed to your weight. So the answer to all this for some everyone listening, go what do I need to do? It is about lifting weights, but it is about the speed that is important. And you need to make sure that maybe you need, you know how we, I used to think people that lifted weights real fast, like that is fast, they were not doing as much good, but actually it is good. So I think maybe walking on a treadmill and speeding up, slowing down, speeding up, that's probably really good for you, I'm thinking.
Yeah, it would be nice to talk to a fitness expert because I'm not sure. I'm thinking it's probably a different type of an exercise because lifting weights fast could lead to injury. So I don't know. It's maybe like elliptical machine would be a good thing to do, you know, with, if because you can adjust the resistance on the machine. So
or maybe lighter weight. Maybe. And more repetition and faster.
We need to get some fitness expert to talk to us.
Yeah, I think what I'll do next time you're lifting, honey, I'm just going to go, one, two, let's go.
I don't like to lift weights.
I know.
I like rollerblading.
Well, I guess if you increased your speed on the rollerblades, if you felt comfortable and safe, that would be doing the same thing.
Yeah, but I usually do it outside where you can have little pieces of mulch, so you cannot go super crazy fast. I would love to go faster, but I'm afraid of falling.
Yeah, well, that
I'm not so young anymore.
Yeah, I know, sweetheart. You're getting older behind my eyes. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show with Irina, my lovely wife and nurse practitioner at 855-DR-MITCH. That's 855-376-4824. And you could text us to 561-789-1588. Well, new study says, and I don't think you'll like this, and I don't like it either, but a study of Swedish men showed that when they have a resting heart rate of 75 beats per minute, they have double the risk of an early death. Even though the rate is considered well within the range of less than 100, 60 to 100, the increased risk is related to increased heart disease. They felt and they said that every additional heartbeat minute increased per minute, basically, increases the overall risk of death by 3%. And the risk of heart disease by 2%.
Well, I'm in trouble then because my resting heart rate is close to 100. Has always been that way. I don't know. You probably have to look at what your baseline has always been. And I've been like that for a long, long, long time.
They're saying that apparently when they looked at folks, that this resting heart rate was directly related and that doctors probably should become more acutely aware of the heart rate being a problem, because we were taught always 60 to 100 is perfectly great. Now they're saying even at 75, you're at a higher risk. So maybe.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about the heart rate variability and other testing that you could do because that's a really accurate way of measuring your cardiovascular risk.
All right. Let's do that when we come back. Heart rate variability. What is it? How do we test it? And what does it mean? When we come back, this is Dr. Mitch with Irina. We're coming back in just a few seconds at 855-DR-MITCH. Give us a call, 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. We're looking for your call, and you can text us to 561-789-1588. You're listening to the Dr. Mitch Show, CRN One Talk Radio, and we'll be back in just a moment after these messages. All right, Tomas, it's yours.
Want to build your brand?
Get boldly distinctive results with Catalyst Nutraceuticals. Catalyst Nutraceuticals are your full-service specialists for formulating and manufacturing. Let us handle your nutritional supplements. Let Catalyst Nutraceuticals make a difference for your product and brand. Go to CatalystNutra.com, CatalystNutra.com, or call 678-641-9941. Hi, everybody. Michael Horn from CRNTalk.com. You know, we provide you with the best in talk radio. 8 channels of talk radio, from radio on the left, radio on the right, sports talk, business talk, religious talk, Spanish talk, you name it, we've got talk radio for you. All at CRNTalk.com. Well, now we'll bring you video as well as audio. That's right. Watch your favorite shows like The Robert Conrad Show, The Fred Dreyer Program, What's Cooking Today, What's Cooking on Wine, The Lounge, and so many other shows in video right at our website, crntalk.com. You can also watch us on Roku. Just search CRN Talk, and you can watch us on Roku on any TV anywhere in the world. Also on Facebook Live. Go to facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. facebook.com/CRN Digital Talk. Roku, search CRN Talk. Check us out on Tiki Live and at crntalk.com. Video for you talk fans, all from CRN Talk.
Welcome to your island home away from home at Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Relax and unwind on 11 acres of tropical gardens by the whale-shaped pool or in a beachfront cabana. Enjoy your favorite ocean activities, culture activities, and free nightly entertainment. A perfect setting for weddings, honeymoons, family vacations, or just a weekend getaway. Experience Aloha at its best at Hawaii's Most Hawaiian Hotel. Call 661-0011 or visit kbhmaui.com. And let us welcome you and your ohana to ours.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Welcome back. Dr. Mitch, Irina here with you. And, of course, our number, you know, 855-DR-MITCH or 855-376-4824. Tomas, let's pod up Marina, who's patiently waiting to talk to us. Marina, hi. Welcome to the Dr. Mitch Show.
Hi, Dr. Mitch. Hi,
Marina. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
All good.
What's going on, Marina? What's happening?
All right. I was wondering, my son, he's 15 years old, and he's been having symptoms of headaches and lower back pain, nausea, and pain in the legs, and stuff like that, like on and off. And now he's his ear is like ringing as well.
Does he have a fever, Marina?
No.
Does he play any sport? Is he outside a lot in the heat?
He does. He has 2 PE classes, but one is inside and the other one is sometimes they go outside, but it's not, you know, like every day. And what else? I do notice, like 3 years ago, he had the Epstein-Barr virus. It was active, but it wasn't that bad. But I don't know if that related to the symptoms now. And I'm just wondering, because he's really fatigued and tired, and he's 15 years old. So he should be active, you know.
That's for sure. A 15-year-old should not be having nausea. But these are all non-specific symptoms, Marina: headache, low back pain, nausea, vomiting. And most likely, It sounds to me like he's been harboring a virus. How long has this been going on, these combination of symptoms? Are we talking weeks, months, what?
I would say weeks, you know, on and off. Like,
well, with that, and never fevers, right?
No, no fevers, no.
Well, I think with that going on and off, you have to first rule out, you know, something going in school. You know, he's not uptight with going to school. He's not nervous. He's not bullied at school. Are these symptoms occur on the weekend as well, or just when days he goes to school?
No, weekends as well.
Okay, then blood work is in order, and especially you should get the early EBV antigen. That's very important, the early EBV antigen, because that's going to tell you whether or not that EBV is active now. And he probably should have a couple other virus things. He hasn't been bit by a tick that you know of, has he?
Well, we love camping, so we go every year camping. And we go north, you know, whatever we go. I don't know. I haven't noticed that.
But you don't know. You know, and if the truth is, you may not. I think some blood work is in order. I definitely think looking at EBV early antigen would be very important, the IgG early antigen. I think a Lyme titer would be important. And with that, maybe hopefully look at what's going on. Take his temperature a couple times a day just to make sure you're not missing a temperature. And do talk to him, make sure there's nothing going on in his life that's upsetting him and giving him these types of different and varying aches and pains.
Well, sometimes, yeah, it looks like maybe some anxiety component to it, too, because we have a 16 or 17-year-old, and you know, you always have something going on in their lives that they perceive as a drama.
And that's true. So check it out and get those blood work real quick, and then get back to us, and we'll talk more about it. Marina, thank you so much for calling. Well, the show went fast today, having such great guests. And, of course, Irina, having you here at my side, that was always worth it. Mm-hmm. And that's the best thing. Love having you, of course. And, Tomas, thank you so much for being our board operator, producer today of the Dr. Mitch Show. We'll be back Sunday at 6 to 7 a.m. Pacific time.
And we'll talk about heart rate variability.
And we'll talk about heart rate variability. That's a good idea. 9 to 10 Eastern time. Where we could talk more and be open show. Please get to us, and we'll be live also there with AM 1170, The Answer, and 96.1 FM. God bless everyone. Stay healthy, and I love you, Mom. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, everyone.
Enjoying all.